This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Now, I can't believe it. One in four of us have at least one smart speaker in our home. And whilst they might be handy for turning on lights or asking it to play Joy 94.9, for example, some new research from Monash University has looked at the potential of using smart home technologies to protect from intimate partner violence in our own homes. And Professor Rob Sparrow is from the Department of Philosophy and Monash Data Futures Institute. Rob, welcome to Joy Drive.
G'day.
Tell us about the opportunity that smart speakers provide in terms of protecting against intimate partner violence.
So smart speakers are listening all the time, and this research was prompted by one of my colleagues running across a patent application by researchers at Google who were looking at what they called detection of mischief. And they gave the example of detecting the teenage kids getting into the liquor cabinet, and they were going to, you know, offer to lock the doors or report back to the parents. And then we started looking around, and we found researchers working on scream detection, gunshot detection. And then the suggestion that you could use this technology to detect violence in the home and then maybe call the police or record the incident or perhaps call a designated contact, that often comes up in discussions about the use of smart speaker systems to cyber stalk people. In practice at the moment, smart speakers are often used abusively by partners to control their partners. And in conversations about that, people say, well, why not use them to protect people? So there's a number of threads coming together suggesting that you could either detect an assault in progress or maybe even detect patterns in conversation and daily activity that suggest that someone is at risk in the future.
So presumably, I mean, these smart speakers are always listening. You know, I don't know, for example, my watch says, you know, if I say, hey, Siri, and it listens for that and then it pops up and I can say something. So presumably I'm assuming that this would just be programming into the software to listen for these particular sounds or these particular words or what have you. Is that the case?
So it's important to understand they're not necessarily, what they have to be listening all the time in order to hear people say, hey, Siri. So in that sense, they are listening all the time. And of course, you can get them to wake up, not just when someone says, hey, Siri, or hey, Google, but when they hear screaming. They are on all the time. I mean, you would need to tell people that this use was built into the system. And one of the things we are interested in is whether it might even be obligatory to use this technology if it was developed, because it might save lives. But, to be clear, we think there's lots of issues with this. We don't think this is a sensible response to intimate partner violence and gendered violence in the community. In fact, we're quite critical of it. But we do think that if it was developed, like many surveillance technologies, people would motivate it by this idea that it could protect vulnerable people.
Do you think there's also would be a deterrent factor to it as well? In fact, you know, the violent partner knowing that, I suppose, that potentially that they are being monitored and listened out for, and therefore to modify their behaviour.
One of the problems with the idea that you'd protect people from violence using this kind of surveillance technology is violence doesn't just occur in the home. Mm. So maybe people might be deterred in the home, but not necessarily in the backyard or down the pub or elsewhere in the community. People differ on this, but my take is that violence isn't always that rationally calculated, and so not necessarily deterred by the idea that people might be caught. You know, the fact that the neighbours will sometimes hear a dispute in the home, that clearly doesn't deter people. I think if people were aware that this technology was there, it would have all sorts of effects. It might actually make people more inclined to attribute responsibility for being a victim to the victims of violence, because they say, oh, well, you should have switched on that functionality, or you should have had a smart speaker. So there's lots of social effects that might come about if this were developed.
As you were talking, then I'm thinking, you know, if someone said, oh, you should have had a smart speaker, do you think that, you know, like government, et cetera, people who do need to respond to intimate partner violence could therefore potentially use this technology as an excuse to say, well, we didn't really need to rush with that new, you know, legislation or those new rules or what have you, because people could just have smart speakers and therefore they take their foot off the accelerator?
Yes, I do think that there's that danger. The existence of intimate partner violence, which is gendered violence, it's a hard policy problem, and it's, you know, arguably the gender relations in our society more generally are part of what's contributing to violence. And so governments and communities and all of us, we need to be looking at those structural conditions for violence, not necessarily saying that there's some technology that's going to save people.
We're chatting with Professor Rob Sparrow from the Department of Philosophy and the Monash Data Futures Institute about the potential of smart speakers and smart technology to protect against intimate partner violence. I was just thinking about it, Rob. What about smart watches themselves? I know, you know, if I look at my smart watch now, you know, it's got a siren on it. I can call emergency services, etc. It can detect a fall, so obviously it can detect some sort of impact to me and such, so and so. So would that be potentially a better solution than, say, a smart speaker in the home that is actually worn by someone?
People are certainly looking at wearables, and there's any number of apps that are supposed to protect women against violence or alert them when they're in a dangerous area. I mean, they're mainly marketed to women. We think there are some... Well, I don't think these things are exclusive. You could do both. The capabilities of the smart speakers, just because they're larger devices, there's often multiple speakers in the home, they're a bit more capable at detecting things than watches are. But yes, we think a similar technology could be used on wearables, would raise many of the same issues.
Well, Rob, I think it's good that you've started the conversation anyway, because anything that can help protect against intimate partner violence is a good thing.
Thanks.
Thanks for chatting with us on Joy Drive. And of course, if any of this conversation has raised any issues for you, don't forget there's a heap of resources available at joy.org.au/support. That's Robert Sparrow from the Department of Philosophy and Monash Data Futures Institute.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.